We'll begin with prayer. Heavenly Father, sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Today, our word of truth for our consideration comes at the end of 2 Peter. It's the last couple of verses at the end of a final warning from God about the coming of Judgment Day, even though God delays. We hear 2 Peter 3. You therefore, beloved, since you know this beforehand, beware lest you also fall from your own steadfastness, being led away with the error of the wicked, but grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. They say, in some circles at least, that knowledge is power. Knowledge is power. If you have the right information and use it in the right way, so the theory goes, you can go places. You can succeed in this life, which may be a reason why there are so many colleges and technical schools out there. Today, at this school, I see students who have access to the best information there is. God has told you how it all will turn out in the end. You know about Judgment Day coming, and what's going to happen on that day, and beyond it. More than that, just as importantly, you know how to survive it. How to make your last day on earth be a very, very good day for you. Ladies, please stop. You've also been told about strong opposition in your way. The enemy of God is the enemy of you and me. The devil will try anything he can for as long as he can to ruin us spiritually, and in the process, to steal you and me away from God. If that were possible, that's what he's up to. Make no mistake about that, but also recognize that there's a limit as to what he can do. He cannot enter your heart and automatically turn off your faith like flipping a switch. He has to lure us out with a trap. So he brings temptation, false teaching, hoping that we step away from that safe spot, away from God and the truth of his word. The devil has many helpers in this endeavor, and venues and platforms, even devices to set the trap, to bring what Peter calls the error of the wicked close to us. That baited hook of Satan can come by way of what someone hears at a secular college, or the latest fad, or the popular trends of our society, even access to the internet. That baited hook of Satan can be right in the computer lab or on your smartphone. Eventually, you'll be around people who have bought into the error of the wicked. And they talk like it. They say things like, oh, that's okay for us to do as long as we don't hurt somebody else. I have to be true to myself, don't I? I deserve it, and so do you. Thankfully, we have the right countermeasure, as Peter tells us to grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let's focus a bit on what that means. Growth in the grace and knowledge of Christ. First of all, it means that you have a growing sense of how much you need God's grace, which begins with a greater understanding of God's will laid out in the law part of his word. As you study that, what God expects of you, and look at that more closely, more carefully, more comprehensively, you end up realizing, I end up realizing too, that because of the flesh, you and I are weak. And we realize how much, how often we sin against Him. But we don't shrug that off under the category of everyone makes mistakes. No, we take it seriously and realize even more how much we need the forgiveness of God in Christ today, tomorrow, next week, as much as ever. So with a healthy awareness of our own problem with sin, we also know where to go for healing, recovery, growth in the spiritual way. It's back to the cross of our Savior, where you get the assurance that all your sins, all your weaknesses, all your failures are covered by His holy blood, forgiven by God, removed from His sight. Growing in that same grace and knowledge also means growing in the certainty of it, that you're sure about it. When you understand better what God has done for you, down to the details through His Son, then you understand better the kind of God you have. You have a God who cared that much about you to do that much for you. Well, that God who made that kind of sacrifice is not going to walk out on you or lie to you or hold back on His blessing of you. Because of His steadfast grace in Christ Jesus, you can count on the Heavenly Father to be dependable always in keeping with His promises. The growth that we pursue at Emmanuel is spiritual in nature, and it does involve a process. It's the daily process of hearing the Word attentively, reading the Bible carefully, thinking through the contents, committing to memory both the doctrines and their passages, and using what you have learned for your own spiritual good and that of other people. Well, the success of that process does not depend on you, the student. It does not depend on me or the other faculty members as teachers. God will be the key to it. As He leads you through the process that He put in place, He will grow like only He can, your knowledge, your certainty, your faith. Which makes this endeavor of Christian education so promising, so worthwhile. Moving forward then into this school year, let's make it our common prayer, our unified goal, that together we all may grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To Him be the glory, both now and forever. Amen. Let's close our worship with hymn 50, stanzas 1 and 2, stanzas 1 and 2 of hymn 50.